Chapter 5. Do you have low self-worth? We don't always see ourselves as clearly as we would like. We think we are okay, but as it turns out, we're not. Part of the problem is the difficulty we have in seeing ourselves as honestly as we think we do. And I write from experience here. There are two problems here. First, since we have an incorrect idea of who we are, it's easy to get overwhelmed in uncomfortable situations. This feeling of overwhelm can lead us to avoid dealing with our feelings and staying stuck. We might give an excuse like, "I have no idea where to begin." Second, and more common, we have a script in our head which tells us who we are, and it doesn't quite match up to reality. Generally, our self-image is a lot worse than reality. Consider this example. Picture yourself as a high school student. It's picture day, but acne has struck again, leaving you with a blemish the size of Montana right in the middle of your forehead. You obsess about this as the photographer takes your picture, and you're positive this will be the only thing anyone notices when they see you in the yearbook. To your surprise, when you finally get your pictures back, you don't see the blemish at all. It was still there, only it wasn't as big or significant as you made it out to be in your mind. We're much the same way with our own flaws because we are so self-conscious about them. We're positive. Every person on the planet knows we mispronounce words, tend to get the hiccups when nervous, or can never remember the capital of Illinois. It's Springfield. The question is, who noticed any of these things? So while we're busy talking ourselves down, thinking we're awful on every level, no one else has seen us in this way at all. Mostly because none of it is true. Or even if it is, these quirks are nowhere near as important as we think. After all, how many people need to know the capital of Illinois in day-to-day life? And even if you do need to know the capital of Illinois because you happen to be a teacher and it's part of the curriculum you teach, enlisting the kids to help you remember can become a game. With the added benefit, there will never be a kid in your class who forgets it from that point forward. Think about this a moment. Your quirks might be more endearing than you previously thought. And don't forget, everyone else is busy thinking about their own flaws that they think everyone else is noticing as well. We don't talk about it, but we're basically all in the same boat. When I finally decided to live an authentic life, I started to share and talk about my main flaw, that there was something wrong with me. Just thinking about sharing this private mega flaw nearly caused me to start crying. And another term I use for my mega flaw, and I'm putting that in air quotes, is my Mac Daddy false belief. Anyway, the shame around this belief was significant, and I had spent a lifetime hiding my self-doubt and feeling of brokenness. I thought if I shared the secret, people would turn away, or worse yet, agree with me. Or maybe they would minimize my feelings. I didn't think anyone would understand. Yes, I knew it wasn't really true, but it was a deep-seated false belief that I had been living with for my entire life. And it negatively impacted my sense of self-worth big time. After sharing my secret, I found out that nearly everyone felt similarly. Some people believed they weren't lovable or even capable of loving. Others felt they weren't good enough or didn't deserve success. See what I mean? We're all in the same boat. Giving voice to my perceived and false mega flaw helped reduce its power over me. Yes, sometimes my mind wants to immediately return to that internal voice that says there's something wrong with me, but that voice doesn't take root like it used to. Why? Self-worth entered my life. So with this in mind, let's take a checkup and find out if self-worth might be a problem for you or not, and maybe reveal what you're afraid of or what you're afraid your own mega flaw might be.